Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, on 7 continents. It's the best radio show on the planet. And we are hosting Gregory's Stories. So I'd like to welcome everybody to listen to Gregory's Stories as we are live on the radio for your listening pleasure. So the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is shining, the sky is blue, it's a little bit of wind outside, but everything else is beautiful. It's a great place to be and celebrate the day here in Las Vegas. That's right, this is the entertainment capital of the world, and this is the best place to be to celebrate with us. So I want you to get in your cars, pack up your family, and come on down to Las Vegas and enjoy the weekend, because we have a lot of activities celebrating the end of Black History Month right here in Las Vegas. It's going to be the showcase stopper of the year right here in Las Vegas. And we have the Taste of Soul, which is a food festival that will feature several bands, several DJs, and live entertainment, plus all kind of foods that we'll be celebrating on Fremont Street. That's downtown Vegas. So come on down and celebrate with us as we eat some of the best food being prepared in Las Vegas. All right. Well, I want to talk some NFL. No, not NFL. XFL. That's extreme football. That's what I call it. Yeah. DJ Papa D, how you doing this evening, this afternoon, this fine, beautiful day?
I'm doing okay.
All right, great. We got 4 XFL football games this weekend. So give us a rundown. Tell us who's playing and when they're scheduled to play this weekend.
Okay, so there's 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. First game on Saturday is the L.A. Wildcats playing the New York Guardians in New York, and they're giving the Guardians 7 points.
Okay, well, L.A. played so good last week. I'm going to take L.A. for the win. And what's the total points?
Total points is 40.
I think it's going to be over 40 points. Because I think LA is coming out with a blast, and they're going to score 35 points automatically. And I think DC can score about 20 points. So it's going to be a 50-point game. So I'm going to take the LA Wildcats and the over.
All right. LA and over. Next up on Saturday, Seattle Dragons are playing the St. Louis Battlehawks in St. Louis, and they're giving the Seattle Dragons 12 points.
Ooh, 12 points. Wow. I wonder if they're playing St. Louis. I wonder if St. Louis is going to be that much better than Seattle. I don't know. And they're playing in St. Louis, right? That's what you're telling
me? That's right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the opposite. I'm going to take Seattle in 12 points. And I'm thinking that Seattle's going to play better since they're not playing at home. Last time I bet they played well at home, and they got blown out at home. So I'm thinking they're going to play better already. So I'm going to take Seattle for the win. Plus, I'm going to take the 12 points. And what do you think, what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 39.
39. Okay, Seattle's getting 12 points already to start. So I'm taking Seattle for the win, and it should be over 39 points. I think Seattle can score 20 points, and then they got 12. That's 32 points already. So I'm thinking it's going to be Seattle and over.
All right, Seattle and over. Next up on Sunday, first on Sunday, is the Houston Roughnecks playing the Dallas Renegades, and they're giving Dallas 1.5 points, so they're thinking it's pretty close.
Yeah, that's going to be an even game. Both of the teams are undefeated. So I'm going to take Houston for the win. Because are they playing in Houston?
They're playing in Dallas.
They're playing in Dallas. Okay. Well,
yeah.
That's still a Texas team, Texas game. So I don't think it's really going to matter who's the home team. But I'm going to take Houston for the win. And what's the total points? It should be about 45 points.
Total points is 50.
50. That's what I'm mistaken. It's going to be a high-scoring game. And I don't know if either one of them has good defense, but I know they both got excellent offenses. So I'm going to say, I'm going to take Houston for the win, and it's going to be over 50 points.
Okay, Houston and over. And last but not least, the DC Defenders are playing Tampa Bay Vipers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving the Vipers 1.5 points.
Oh, wow. Really? DC playing the Tampa Bay Vipers? And they're giving the Vipers 1.5 points? Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Tampa is playing DC, and they're giving them 1.5 points. So that means both of the teams that they're saying are equal. Not that Tampa Bay is a bad team. Tampa Bay just is 0-3, though, right now. And DC is, they're 1-2, so I don't know how the sports book can say it's going to be even, but I'm thinking that the sports books must know something. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay for the win, and I'm going to take the 1.5 points. with Tampa Bay. And what's the total points? It should be about 42 points.
44.
Yeah. So I'm thinking both teams, if they score, it'll be 20 or 40. Yeah. 44. I'm going to call it under. No. I should go with over, because I think D.C. is going to score about 20, 25 points. And if Tampa Bay plays as good as they've been playing, they can score 20 to 25, too. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay for the win, though, because they're looking to get their first win. And it's going to be over. Tampa Bay and over.
All right, Tampa Bay and over.
Yep. So that will be the pick. Right now, give me a rundown, Papa D, on what the standings of the football teams are, just to refresh my memory. Houston is in first place. Houston is undefeated, so they're 3-0. Is Dallas still undefeated? Are they 3-0 also?
Houston is the only team that's undefeated. They're 3-0. There's a three-way tie for second, and that's Dallas, D.C., and St. Louis. And there's a three-way tie for third. Yes.
Okay. And it's a three-way tie for third, 1 and 2.
Right. That's New York, L.A., and Seattle.
Okay. And then Tampa Bay's in fourth place all by themselves, huh?
That's right.
6, 7, 8. Yeah, that'll be eight teams. Okay. So that's the rundown, people. And I've made my picks. So we're going to see what I do this weekend, since I have a little better vision of what these teams look like. Let's see what they do this weekend for week number 4 in the XFL. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, play some commercials, and I want to play some of my songs, but play some commercials first, and then we'll get to my songs when I come back after the commercial break. All right? You can just set the songs up to play after we do the next commercial break. All right?
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, give me a chance to get into position. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I've made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
Golden years, gold rules. life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
in walked luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Of a dream car, 20 foot long. Don't cry, my son, don't break my heart. Doing all right, we've got to get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the
shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows. Taking you nowhere.
Played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me and he looked over my sodas and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk. And he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps. And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over. And it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs. And they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big. And they had an Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they look like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they look like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
Dream. That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too. So they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show. So tell your family, tell your friends, tell your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your grandmother, your grandfather. Tell them all to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about on the radio. Because it's a party on the radio, people, and I'm hosting the party. So join us for a little fun as we party every day, well, at least 3 days a week, on the radio show. So I want to start off by telling a story. I mean, you know, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I introduce my joke by something Muhammad Ali said. He said, I float like a butterfly, sing like a bee. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Rumble, baby, rumble. And when you hear that, I want you to start stomping your feet and clapping your hands and cheering out loud. And then I'm going to say, and if you didn't know, then you say, now you know. And then I'm going to tell a joke. Okay? So that's how we're going to do it. I float like a butterfly. I sting like a bee. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Rumble, baby, rumble. That's right. Make all that noise. And then I'm going to say, and if you didn't know, then you say, now you know. Now, the joke I'm going to tell is I know a girl that had 3 strands of hair, and she put grease on her head and combed her hair to the side, and she called it dippity do. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. Woo! Yeah, that was a good one. All right, I got another one for you. A man was driving on the freeway, and he was driving over 100 miles an hour, and he passed a highway patrol officer sitting behind a freeway billboard, and the highway patrolman was getting ready to eat his lunch, and he looked up and saw the man flying by on the freeway, and he said, oh, no, I can't have nobody speeding on my highway, so I'm going to go chase him down. So he took off in pursuit of the man that was speeding on the highway. And while he was trying to catch him, he thought to himself, well, if the man has a good excuse for speeding, I'm going to let him go. And then I'm going to go back and finish my lunch. So when he finally tracked the man down, he asked him, so why were you speeding, sir? And the man said, well, I remembered my wife ran off with a highway patrol officer. So when I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw the red lights on top of your car, I thought you were trying to catch up with me to give her back. Woo! Yeah, that's another good one for you. I'm telling you. I'm full of them. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. All right. Well, I want to introduce one of my songs. You know, Kobe Bryant just died like a month ago, and we're still memorializing his death. And they had his memorial celebration on 2/24/20, which was 2 was the number of his daughter. 24 was his number, and the 20th was the 20 years that Kobe played in the NBA. So 2/20/24 is when they had his Memorial Day celebration. So I want to play a song that I dedicated to Kobe Bryant. So DJ Papa G, play Kobe's song for my listening audience so they can get an idea of what Kobe meant to me.
Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The most dangerous snake, the most dangerous snake on the planet. On the planet. Kobe Bryant, the most dangerous player on the court. On the court. NBA's best. He scores all the time. He scores from the three-point line.
Yeah.
He passed to Shaq, and Shaq passed it back. He scored from three.
Yeah.
It was always up to Kobe to come back and score. And he did with Blair, and he did much more. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The man that you feared did all he could do to make the Lakers the best in the West. The man that you feared was the best on the court. He could drive to the hole, and he could score. Kobe Bryant passed to Shaq, and Shaq dunked the ball, and he told all. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. He sent two to me, and I passed it back. Give it to me, and I passed it back. And Kobe scored with a pack. Yes, Kobe scored with a pack. Kobe and Shaq, the unstoppable team, great together. And Kobe was mean. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he would get the ball and he would drive to the hole. He was unstoppable. He was unstoppable. And he could dunk. He dunked on Wade. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, was the player that everybody feared. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he won 5 championships, best of the year, most valuable player, 8 years, defensive player of the year, 7 years, the All-Star team for 18 years, in the NBA for 21 years. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, is the man that you know. We will miss you very much. Sorry you had to go. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, the Lakers All-Star guard. We'll miss you, Kobe. We'll miss you. God bless you. I'm G Money, a Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing Kobe's family the best.
Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about. But they said they love the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So thank you for joining us on today's radio show party. It's a party and we're having a good time. And I'm introducing a lot of my songs. I have 7 songs on my new album that's coming out. So I want to introduce another song. It's the Step song from my fraternity. My Beta Sigma Stepping song. And it goes something like this.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show, and I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979, after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So
I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
Omega Psi Phi.
Brother!
All right, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's about time to shut it on down. It's time for me to pass on the air to somewhere else and somebody else to take it on and continue the show. Well, it's time for me to go. But before I go, I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for supporting the radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for playing the music, helping us list our XFL football pick, and for the information about the XFL, and for the music that you heard today. So it's been a party on the radio, and we're glad you joined us for today's party. Now, the next time we'll be on the air will be Monday, and we'll be talking about the games from this weekend coming up. But we got four games, so I hope you're able to follow the game and stay in tune to who's winning in the XFL. So, DJ Papa D, I want you to play G Money's The Pimp as I close out my show. So play the intro and then play the song, and we'll be out of here. And I'll talk to you on Monday. Later. Peace. Good night.
G Money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. watch yourself. G-Money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. G-Money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Show me what you can do.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.